Bro, do you want some cheese?
I want some cheese.
I got 36 slices. I got 2 36 slices in my fridge. I don't even eat that much cheese. Do you want some cheese?
I mean, I like please, cheese, just, man, but you're not talking about basic cheese shit right there, are you?
No. But I have too much cheese. Do you want it, like, when you go home?
Shit, man. I love cheese anyways. Fuck it, give it to me.
Bro. Okay, great. Awesome. Okay, well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 2 of the Varsity Blues podcast.
Woo!
We got a lot to dissect today. First off, I want to talk about the first episode and the feedback and reviews that have been sent to me. I appreciate it. Thank you to those who have DM'd us about the first episode.
Thank you for inputs.
Highly appreciate that. But yeah, most of the comments were, most of the reviews were pretty positive, and yeah, that's pretty good. But I wanted more. We need more reviews. Like,
just hurt us, okay? Just hurt us with those critics. That's how we
build. that's how we get better.
That's how feedbacks work, right?
Like, we want harsh criticism.
Well, hurt me. I want to cry.
Like, if you know AJ's IG, if you know his IG handle, you know, cuss at him, say mean things. You know, he appreciates that. You know,
send me some random ass requests. Swear at me. I don't care. Bully me, bro.
Bully me. No. We don't encourage bullying. No. Okay, but we gotta let's talk about the first episode, bro.
Oh yeah.
So the first 10 minutes, you would hear a sort of fire alarm. Remember that?
Look, we're amateurs, all right? We're starters trying to do budget ass stuff here.
Okay.
On an apartment.
Hear me out. We would have stopped because that was the first, what, like, 6 7 minute, if I'm not mistaken. But dude, the intro already took a lot of energy.
This man got hyped,
bro.
For this
I got
intro.
I you got can't hyped blame for, that. For I can't, that. I can't do it again. I can't be asked to do it again. So, you know, even if they evacuate us, the show must go on. You know,
if there was rain, a fire, I'm not sure must go on.
Oh yeah,
I spent 3 hours setting things up. I'm not losing that shit again.
Yeah, we ain't evacuating. We're not evacuating. The show must go on. You know, rain, hail, fire, cyclone.
Jeez.
Okay. You know, we're trying to be professionals, even though we're amateurs. We're professional amateurs.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck that is.
But yeah, the feedback. If you know us from high school, or you know, if we were friends in high school and we don't talk anymore, or if we were friends in uni, we're friends in general, you know, DM us if you know our handle. DM us or message us, and please tell us what you think of our podcast. If it was anything positive, if there was stuff you didn't like us talking about, or if there are anything or any other topics that you want us to talk about, really. Yeah, we want to sort of engage with our audience in a more, how should I say, not in a more, not subtle, what's the word?
What's subtle?
No, it's
more
not,
responsive?
It's, no. Well,
interactive?
Yeah, I want to be interactive, but in a more, what the fuck is that word, bro?
Bro, I don't know. You
right
know
now.
English better
I'm,
than me.
I'm blocked right
discussed.
Now. Awesome. You know what? Just give us feedback, bro. I can't. Just give us feedback, whether it be harsh,
we'll
criticism.
Set up, we'll set up like a Google survey.
Google
monkey survey, that shit. All right, we'll set that up.
Monkey survey. What? No, just the. Oh, monkey survey.
Nah,
what are we
bro,
university?
Wait, monkey survey. Listen.
Bro,
that's
listen.
How we get the stats.
The stats. We got stats
we
on Buzzsprout. Bro. Okay, hold on. Okay, just DM us, man. It's easier.
Stop talking about DMs.
Okay, just message us. Whatever, okay? It's easier. It's easier. We've spent too much time talking about the first. Okay, well, another thing, apart from the fire alarm, was how we sort of concluded with the episode.
Right, that was trash.
That was,
that was my fault.
That wasn't.
I kind of panicked, and I was like, look, we're trying to force it down to 45. we got 30 seconds less. How do we end this?
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll make sure to learn from our mistakes. We'll do our best to try and conclude every episode smoothly. You know, as we've said in the first episode, we're amateur podcasters. You can't really expect much from us, even though we do set standards for ourselves. Don't expect much. You know, my standards for this podcast are as low as my standards in women.
What?
So no, I'm kidding. I take that back. I'm joking. Speaking of women, bro, I am such a simp.
This man talks about simping.
I'm a simp. Like, I simp so hard that I end up hurting myself.
That ain't a joke. I have witnessed this man die inside. I'm like, oh shit.
Like, bro. The only time I ask for real advice from my friends is when a girl breaks my heart. You know this. I vowed to get a tattoo every time a girl breaks my heart. So far, I have two.
This motherfucker has two.
I vowed. Yes, that. Well, because, you know, why not fix emotional pain with physical pain? And well, regret.
No, that's not right, bro.
And I mean, well, you know. Well, that's how it. It's fucking. It's 2021, man.
Like, give us.
I'm trying to be different.
What simp thing have you done? What's the worst simp you've done?
The worst. I think most of them are the worst, to be honest. Like, I would probably talk about the recent one.
Oh, how recent is this one?
Just within the month.
Oh shit! You didn't tell me about this.
Oh, so we've been talking for like a month, right? And there were some hints, you know. And I thought that she sort of reciprocated the same feelings towards me. But I'm wrong. It's like one day she feels this way, the other day she doesn't. It's kind of annoying, you know? So I'm just like, because I want to think realistically. And I know it sucks, like, yeah, you guys talk every day, and then she ends up, or the conversation ends up being so cold. Yeah.
Any like, example of sims you've done there?
Yeah,
I mean, like, hard simps, like, oh.
Oh, hard simps. Like, oh, no.
What have I done?
I simp every, like.
Like I haven't simped in ages.
In a loving, long-term relationship, yeah,
three, almost 3 years, so oh, it's hard to simp. Lord. I mean, I still simp for her. Like, no shit. Like,
yeah. What was this? 3 years, Jesus.
I think there's an example where.
Fuck me, that's not.
When I used to do part-time work, a big group of my friends went out to a city called Warwick, 3 hours from Brisbane. And they all said it's like Airbnb chilling and shit. It's a weekend, so I couldn't go because I was at work. It's part-time work.
Really?
But this girl, man, she's just like, bitch, you better come here. You ain't getting shit at all. I'm like, motherfuck.
Actually, wait.
Like, I love her so much. I simp for this bitch, so I drove 3 hours to get there. 3 hours! Spent $60 on fuel. Had a night with her. And had to leave at 6 a.m. the next day. Go back to work. 3 hours drive back. Oh. Another $60 cost of fuel.
What was this? What the?
Just for one night of puss. For a girl I've been dating for.
Just for one night. Wait, did you get it though?
Yeah, I did.
You laid the smack down. Let's go. Okay, let's go. Turn me up. Let's go.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. 3 hours.
Though. Oh, shit. Lordy. Oh, damn. That's some king shit.
Nah. That's I love her. King shit. She my queen.
That's some king shit. That's how it should be. That's how it should be. Well, but you know, good on you. That's some real dedication, man.
Yeah, man. Aren't she?
That's some. I feel like you're the type of person to change your religion to get a taste of it.
Bro, like, I'm just saying, if it's some hot baddie making me like, yo, change your religion, as a simp, back in the days, I would.
But yeah, whenever we're at parties or we're at clubs, whenever I come to you and whenever I talk to you and I'm like, damn, she's a baddie, damn, she cute. Whenever I'm like that, I'm just, you already know, I would definitely
turn on
that simp.
Simp meter.
Yeah.
That's simp.
It's sickening. Like, I want to change.
It's hard. I want to change, like, back then as well. It was so hard.
You've really changed.
I know.
You're in a loving relationship.
I know, I know. Like, back then, though, like, if you think, I think about all the shit I've done, it was so cringy.
Mm.
I'm just like, that's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, we know other people who are probably worse than us.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, maybe back in high school. Mm.
Maybe back in high school, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
And this was during the weekend
where my simp meter kind of just went above the rails.
Yeah, what did you do in the weekend?
Actually, this weekend was very eventful, you know, sports-wise and for us as well. Sports-wise, you had the UFC fight.
Oh, yeah.
The UFC fight, EPL weekend, All-Star weekend, which was on a Monday, actually, but it was Sunday for...
Not just the weekend, man. The whole week was just...
The whole week?
You got from EPL to Champions League. There's just so much.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. So basically from Wednesday till like the weekend. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Can we talk about New Music Friday? Let's start off from Friday. So let's talk about New Music Friday. Now, you said you didn't listen to the new bangers that were released.
No, bro. I'm still that old dude listening to like 2010 music.
No, that's understandable. It's understandable. It's not for everyone, you know. But me, I'm like a huge music guy. So whenever new music drops, every week I'm there. Like, JB released a new song.
Oh, yeah.
DJ Snake released a fucking banger with Selena Gomez. Gosh, bro. Party vibes. I'm telling you, party vibes. And Certified Lover Boy himself, Drake, released the Scary Hours pack. Oh my god. Brother, I'm telling you, man.
This man is
sweet baby Jesus. Yo, what chill. A good time it's to be alive. Drake.
And you got me.
Who?
I was listening to Justin Bieber, that's what I'm going to say.
I mean, JB did release a new single.
It's
yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's very upbeat.
I like the idea he's very mature into what he is now. Like.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I don't know. Like, I remember being like a kid hating this guy like so much, like look at this piece of shit. But as I get old, I just started to realize this man just vibing as a kid.
Yeah, I mean,
I sing his motherfucking song Baby in karaoke just for fun.
Yeah, but like, fan or not, you have to appreciate that guy. He's very talented.
Yeah, that maturity wise, he's gotten 100% better to what he used to be.
Oh yeah, I'm keen for his album. His new album, I think it's dropping next week. Also, Bruno Mars released a new song with Anderson .Paak.
Oh, Anderson .Paak.
Yeah,
good boy.
Have you heard the controversy?
Oh, what controversy?
Surrounding Bruno Mars. So, apparently, Bruno Mars has been accused of cultural appropriation.
How so?
So, apparently, he copies black music and integrates it and makes it his own. When Bruno Mars himself is Filipino, Puerto Rican and Jewish descent.
But so like he was born in
he released a statement and said that he learns from entertainers such as, you know, Michael Jackson, James Brown, Prince. So yeah, that's his reason. I think that it's just normal people saying this on Twitter.
No, that's just a cancel culture, bro. I hate that shit.
It's kind of bullshit.
It's people who just find a reason to put people down.
And the media just blows it up for no reason.
Of course they. Any story, man.
Yeah.
Except for the buck.
Yeah. Speaking of stories, well, what is your take on the Harry and Meghan versus the royal family?
I didn't read much on it. All I just saw was the memes, and I just vibe with that. That's all I care about.
Yeah, the reason why I didn't want to really talk about this or dive deeper into it was because she mentioned or had gone through circumstances of suicide and depression.
I thought it was just too much of like racism as well.
Yeah, yeah, kind of it was all that. And I didn't want to talk about it because it was too much of like a sensitive topic to touch on. So that's I just wish they made it more private and, you know, handled it eternally.
Yeah, like they went straight to Oprah with this topic.
Yeah,
like,
it's a tell-all. It's a tell-all interview, and it's not necessary.
The main aim there was to definitely get like controversy that interview.
Yeah, they really, like, their main target was the monarch, the monarchs. But, you know, I'm not picking sides or anything. Yeah, let's continue on with the weekend. Sorry, there was a quick sidetrack. What happened on Saturday? What is that all you did on Friday? What the fuck did you do on Friday?
Right after work, I went to gym. Just, and I did the worst thing ever. I fucking did legs. I haven't done legs in like years. Like, I'm a guy who likes running a few workouts and stuff, but legs was my worst shit.
Yeah.
So I got back to it. I tried to do a few lunges, squats, and the worst things off is calf raises. I didn't realize calf raises, all right? I did, what, 4 sets of 15 reps each.
Was this your first time back doing legs?
Yeah, first time. Over, 2 or 3 years? Shit. Ooh. So I went back, did too much calf raises. 15 reps for 4 sets with 10 seconds to 15 seconds of rest times each. I felt my, calves and shit burning. That's all good. Fuck yeah, that's fine. Stretch out, warm down, cool down, whatever you call it. Went back home, eat dinner, and yeah, that's it. Went back to sleep. No issues. Woke up the next day. I knew there was going to be pain. That's fine. I walked around limping like a little bitch. But it was the second day. It was a fucking painful thing.
Which was Sunday.
Sunday. I stood up. I can't even stand, man. You got me bending my knees.
Bending the knee?
Like, I couldn't do shit. I was crying to my girl like, yo, babe. Fucking trap me, bro. I can't fucking stand.
Have you tried Panadol?
You got me on my tiptoes while my knees are like bent, just like, yo. I'm like squatting just to walk to places, like taking a shit.
I mean, I know someone who has crutches if you still need.
Motherfucker.
No, that's not a laughing matter. This is why you stretch, ladies and gentlemen. This
I
is
do stretch, motherfucker!
Man, where's this hostility coming from?
This is a target. Don't target me, bro.
Bro, I'm not targeting you. This is like, I mean, you know, you should have had that like in mind. Or I have it. Maybe I should take it easy. I haven't, you know, done legs in 2 or 3 years.
I don't know, man. I haven't. Like, when I was doing it, I'm like, I don't feel
like
shit.
Just like in the rush.
No, I don't know. I'm just like, I don't feel shit. I should just probably get a bit really? Higher up there.
Oh wow,
yeah, so that was a bad idea. I'm better now. But it took me like 4 days to go. Oof. Like, I went to work Monday. I couldn't fucking walk, man. They catch me limping. They're like, "You're right, man." Like. The fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, we had a test run.
They're all like 40 and 50 doing run. Like, they can still walk and running. And they got me limping, a 24-year-old. They're like, "The hell's wrong with you, man?
A 24-year-old? Damn, have some.
You're young as shit and you're still this bad."
That's not a...
Yeah, that's pretty bad, eh?
Yeah. This was on a Friday.
Yeah.
And you've had it since Sunday.
No, I had it since. I still have it.
It's have it.
Let's say Friday to Monday was the worst, though. I just couldn't do shit.
Yeah, no, that's.
I'm recovering a bit.
Pain you treat it like it's like a serious injury. Yeah. Like you need something. Like you need an operation or something.
Nah, man. I was dying. That's all I'm saying. Ice packs.
Well, ice packs. Speaking of ice packs, EPL weekend. Woo! Let's talk about the Arsenal game, man. I want to. Because you support Arsenal.
Yeah.
Why?
Shut up.
Do you have like a reason? Have you been supporting them like since two decades ago? Since you were a kid?
I don't know. Because you know us. Like us Phillips. Us. Like, you know, football wasn't a thing at all at Philippines.
Or even that's a fact.
So it's like, it's not like you grow up watching footy and stuff. You go to the culture by learning. With other friends or like other people usually playing FIFA. And I remember playing with our old PSP games, you know, the portable shit.
Yeah, true.
I got my first FIFA game there.
Oh, okay.
All I know was English is like, they know soccer, oh, football. They invented that shit. Yeah. So I look for the English team. And the first thing appeared was fucking Arsenal.
Bro, that's the same as me, actually. I remember my first FIFA game was on DS. And the first team I used was Arsenal as well versus Manchester United. I remember losing that game, so I switched to Manchester United. And I won that game against Arsenal. So I was like, you know what? This is my new favorite team. Yeah. And that time, Ronaldo was still playing for United.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this guy, he has a really high overall. So I'm like, okay.
Easy, yeah.
I'm going to support. Until he moved to Real Madrid. That kind of sucked. Let's go back to the Arsenal versus Burnley game. What happened, man? Did you watch the game?
I watched half of it. I just don't like watching my own team play anymore.
Does it give you depression?
Yeah. it's a mix-up. It's a bipolar kind of relationship where they play so good.
Yes.
Like they can beat like teams like Chelsea, City or United. They can. They fucking can. Mm. But in some cases, you got like Burnley or Wolverhampton, and they can see like the most trashiest goals.
Because I saw that goal. Oh. I saw that goal where, was it God. Xhaka?
Xhaka
will pass it to the goalkeeper. He passed it to the goal. He literally gave that goal away. He gave them the goal.
It's not like his first time, man. Like,
isn't he captain as well?
It's like vice captain.
Oh, that's
man had to.
That's an L, man.
No, for me, L is Aubameyang isn't as what he used to be, man. The moment he signed that thing. He hasn't scored much goals as he should.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true.
Coming missing from open chances Borussia like that. Borussia
Dortmund, yeah. I expected him to do much better.
He is, though. Like, I think the second season he was incredible.
Second season with Arsenal?
Yeah, he was good, but...
I didn't really... But right, I'm talking about right now. I feel like he's dropping.
He's dropping. He's dropping points, man. Mm. Missing open chances. He's making good runs, but the finishing isn't there anymore. Well,
is his speed the same as it used to be?
Yeah, it's still the same. Think? It's just finishing wise.
Right. Because as you know, players age, I always notice that their speed is just, or their stamina maybe.
Nah, bro, just the finishing.
Okay, well, you guys lost.
No, it was a draw. It was a draw. It was a draw. Sorry. It just sucks that like you know the confidence. You got man playing crossovers with the fucking football. And he didn't get a goddamn penalty.
He didn't get a damn penalty. Oh, that's sad.
We caught him in 4K! This man hand...
He went in VAR?
Cross freaking Pepe with his hand. Nah, man. That was 4K. There's no way they missed that.
Caught them 4K. 4K. No, I didn't...
60 FPS, that's what I'm gonna say.
I didn't watch that part, unfortunately. I only watched the part where Xhaka... sold the freaking game. And the Manchester Derby.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I wanted you guys to lose badly.
I mean, I thought we were going to lose. I honestly thought we were going to lose because we didn't have Pogba. But holy shit.
You it guys was a did miracle. It. What the fuck?
Yeah, in true United fashion, we had a penalty. We
Fernandes got a penalty. On the guy.
And, but...
I guess it's a statement that just to shut down, like...
Yeah, I don't... At this point, I don't... we need a miracle to win the league at this point. Yeah. City would have to...
Draw points, yeah. But I don't see that coming. Like, they'll probably lose a few games and stuff. You can't blame that, but...
Yeah.
There's no way they'll go in a losing streak just like Liverpool.
Yeah, I guess this win was just for bragging rights, and...
Yeah, that's all right.
You know, it just gives me that sense of happiness. That dose of serotonin when you beat your rivals. Like, right, when Liverpool lose, when City lose,
Bro, that's the same way I feel like Tottenham loses as well. I'm just like, sure, you guys are like 4 points on top of us, but fuck you.
Like, we're better than you guys, but you guys lost, so. But
the battle, man, that's like a fuck
yeah, up yeah, right yeah. Now. It's the rival. It's the rivalry. And when was this match? The Manchester Derby. Was it Sunday morning? Was it Monday morning?
I think it was like Monday morning. I remember waking up to that shit and I was like,
we won. Well,
this man's sad. Back now.
And I swear it was on Sunday morning because I had a thing on Sunday. But yeah, Sunday, I was invited to this Vietnamese event, university event. I was invited, and it was more of like a welcoming barbecue to get to know, you know, the first years, mingle around with the new students. Take note, I'm an alumni. I'm an alumni.
This man graduated. Yeah, right. And he's still chilling. Hey, that's fine. I did the exact same shit, man.
Okay, true. I'm an alumni who's still mingling with first years. I think the only reason why I went was because I didn't experience this last year because of COVID. I just wanted to like make up for that. Made some cool friends. Made some really good friends. We played some games. Hot sun. Laid on the grass. I kind of made my team win, in a way.
No, I kind of feel it.
And played a game of tic-tac-toe.
Fucking tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, you know, got that speed. And
the mind games, bro.
There was this other game that kind of turned me off a bit. So it was basically dodgeball.
Okay.
And I was on one team, and Kyle was on the other team. It's dodgeball with those big beach balls. So you'd have to hit your opponent with these beach balls that are laying on the ground. So on my team, there were only like, what, two people left? I think it was me and a girl. And then on Kyle's team was like four people. So I hit Kyle five times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hit Kyle five times. But he had another beach ball and sort of deflected my beach ball that I threw at him. So that kind of pissed me off. Because at first, I was like, okay, I'm going to let that slide. Second, I hit him and I was like, hey, I already hit you. And he said, no, that's allowed. I'm like, bro, okay. So another ball comes flying at me. I catch it. I throw it back at Kyle. He deflects it again. Like, what is going on? The MC didn't tell me the rules. At this point, I'm like, I'm tired. The wind is blowing the beach balls. Everyone's just, you know,
it's just hot as fuck as well.
Yeah,
right?
And they're the ones who are who have already been knocked out. They are the ones behind us trying to hit us with the beach balls as well. So there's like what 12 people behind us who are just trying to knock us out. Yeah. So I hit Kyle, and this is like the fifth time already, fifth time, and I'm like, bro, why? Why are you doing this? And so at this point, I just gave up. I'm like, you know what? Timeout. I called a timeout. MC didn't listen to me. I get hit with a beach ball. And I'm like, at this point, I don't care. But we should have won. We should have won. You know what? They got notebooks as prizes. I didn't get anything. There was no participation award, bro.
Yeah. I'm going to just say Carlos was just to show up, bro. You know this man. You know, got the bit girls coming out. I was like, oh,
so. Yeah, he's a Mr. Oppa.
Oppa, nah.
And, prior, we arrived pretty late, you know, in true
Filipino.
Kyle and Jay fashion. I mean, I think that I'm always late in general.
Motherfucker, you're always late.
You know
what we started doing? Like, we created events, and we're like, be there at 6, but it's actually at 7. Knowing the fact you'll be there at 7.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and this guy's like, oh, he's in time for once.
Yeah, I'm like, man, you bet your ass I'll get there like over an hour and a half.
This motherfucker will message, like, you'll message him, meet at 6. You're like, where are you? I'm showering.
Bro, hey, no. I shower like, what, 3 hours before, because I gotta find what to wear. I gotta, you know, try on stuff.
Man, playing the drip, dude, that's all I'm gonna say. It's
true, the drip. I gotta bring the Swagapino vibes, you know? But yeah, I don't know why I'm always late, man. Even to like normal dinners, I'm just never on time. Even in classes, it's a very bad habit.
The classes as well, man. That's not your fault. That's me as well.
Yeah, I'm trying to do better. And it's hard, man. That's like that's my New Year's resolution.
What? It's only 3 months in. What resolution?
Yeah, it's like my New Year's resolution. Okay. Well,
you're quite late now, don't you think? 3 months in.
Oh, just fuck off, man. I'm trying to do better, okay?
Look, I'm just trying.
Okay, so let's move on from football to basketball. All-Star Weekend.
All right.
Steph, the games Curry. Were stale.
Man's back though.
Who?
Steph Curry winning the 3 points.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. The 3 point contest was entertaining. The dunk contest, I tell you.
It ain't the same. It ain't the same anymore, man. These so guys.
Dead.
Because they're just dunking jumps up, two hands that are no more that cool shit they used to.
So the contestants, Casey Stanley, Obi Toppin, and Fernie Simons. Don't get me wrong, they're like dunking wise, they're good, but it's just the creativity.
It's dead, man.
Yeah.
You can't blame me. Like,
you gotta put the sauce.
Like even the overall game, when you're watching people dunk now, they just jump up, dunk, and that's it. None of that Michael Jordan, Kobe shit back in the days.
In a normal game, when you do a dunk, it's more hyped because there are people defending you. But when in a dunk contest, you're alone, you have so much room, you have to, you know, come out and
creativity that shit.
Yeah, man. You have to obviously land a 10 out of 10 dunk. That's what everyone expects from you.
Not anymore, man.
Yeah, because the bar was raised, like...
Too much.
Yeah. It's, could have done better, man. Could have done better. I was disappointed. It was during halftime as well. During the halftime break of the All-Star game. The All-Star game was...
How was it?
It was okay.
Steph Curry, LeBron James, in one team.
Yeah, LeBron James didn't play as much.
Yeah. He's 36.
Because he said he's there spiritually, but not physically.
Man doesn't care anymore, man. Man's 36. He's like, just riding this.
Yeah, probably. Windsets. Maybe because it was like the stadium wasn't filled.
No.
And you know when the stadium's not filled, you have like you lose the motivation to perform at a higher level.
But to be fair, like, what's a win for the All-Star? Nothing much. It's just a show. Raise money.
Yeah, raise money for charity. Their chosen charity. I think it was... they raised money for black universities.
Okay.
And so Team LeBron...
LeBron?
Won all four quarters.
Oh, shit.
And Team Durant lost everything. So I think they did not donate as much. Or I may be wrong. I don't know. But it was just boring. You know, as a viewer, as a basketball enthusiast.
This man is one.
Yeah. Man. But, you know, I shouldn't judge. I can't dunk. I can't. What am I?
Teacher, though.
What am I?
What are you?
I'm just here.
Just a boy.
Doing a podcast. I wanted to pick your brain out for this.
What you got, Holmes?
Particular topic. Now, right now, all you can see from these new news outlets are Harry and Meghan versus the royal family. It's on BBC, 7 News, MSNBC.
Bro, it's in CNN. Everywhere. It's like nine gag. Everywhere. You got nine every gag. Freaking it's, meme it's, page.
That is
Barack Obama.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. I don't like it. It's pissing me off. That's why I didn't want to talk about it. No jokes. Okay. I'm kidding. But I wanted to talk about something else.
What's that, buddy?
Thoughts on Australia becoming a cashless economy.
Cashless economy.
Yeah. Do you think that the pros would outweigh the cons or vice versa? Would you think that... Because they're planning to go fully digital by 2023?
Yeah, that's too soon. What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. And but Sweden had... I think only a year to go cashless. I'm not sure. I forgot what I read.
Like it's definitely possible. It's not. It's so rare now to actually see people paying cash unless you're a tourist or you're fucking paying for some dodgy shit in Gumtree, right?
Doing drugs.
You're fucking doing drugs.
Yeah. But everything's going digital, man. Does that scare you?
Not entirely. Like, it is a digital world we're growing up now, and you got like a lot of shit growing up. Like, you got like cryptocurrencies building up now, cryptocurrency ATMs, places accepting. I mean, they've been already accepting cryptocurrency, but it's becoming such a norm now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like our fucking investors and shit.
Yeah, so that's.
You got like multiple apps like Beemit, You got fucking iPhones you can pay with your wallets. Your cards can be fucking... You can be cardless now as well using your phone.
Yeah, that's true.
What scares me now is especially... You know, like, accounts like Afterpay or Zip.
Mm-hmm.
You know they can give you like a credit card now. But it's not even a proper credit card. It's like a... Again, it's like a cardless credit card that saves in your phone wallet, like iPhone.
Yeah.
And you can use that as expenditure. Like, you can just buy something.
Really?
And you just pay that like a normal credit card.
Has it been introduced in Australia?
Yeah, it's a thing in Australia right now. Especially Zip Pay. That shit's a thing already.
Zip Pay. I think I've never tried it. I've seen the option, but I've never actually tried it out.
When you're going to Amazon purchasing something now as well... It's not just Visa, MasterCard, it's also PayPal. PayPal's already been there. But it's like Zip or Afterpay like an option there. It's
true. But when everything is, when, you know, when Australia does become a cashless society and the central banks are, you know, basically governing these, do you think that, are you worried about personal data?
No.
Our privacy, you're not worried about that?
Bro, that personal data has already been collected.
Yes, I know,
really,
but
no,
it's
no point of stopping it now. It's there.
It's just so unregulated. Like, bro, it's a breach of privacy, okay? Like,
man, what? I used to work in a bank. I know what it feels, but the amount of shit they collect, it's so scary that you can't really fight against more.
Really?
Like, we've already printed our, what we call digital... Digital fingerprints, our own fingerprints are everywhere online. Any transaction you've done, can be tracked down to you.
Yes, that's I watched a documentary kind of like similar to what you said. Have you seen The Social Dilemma?
No.
It's very interesting where how our data is a soft, sought after commodity, and all these social media platforms that we're on.
They just collect your data.
Yeah, they just.
Like,
they already have it.
You know how, like...
And then they create profiles of our shopping habits.
Yeah. That's not a joke. Like, you know why they force you to create accounts or keep saying shit? Or correct your account, you'll experience much better.
Uh-huh.
They're already collecting data the moment you said yes to that shit. Like, Google, they know me more than... based on the fucking shit. Even though incognito mode doesn't save you, but...
Yeah.
Like, sure, it doesn't save any history, but that's still data passing through to them, knowing the fact where an IP is coming from, which PC that's coming from. They know that's you.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
But like I said, let's go back to that cashless society kind of thing. Like, banking, like I said, they collect so much data of transactions, incoming, outgoing. Like, when I used to work in a bank, I'm not gonna lie. Because it was a chat-based kind of job, Bryce. Mm-hmm. So someone picked me and starts chatting and be like, hey, I have an issue. What's it called? You're like, oh, I have an issue about my OnlyFans. I'm like, OnlyFans? Motherfucker.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. I'm like, my OnlyFans. Are you saying like you paid for OnlyFans and you got a refund back? Because a lot of set people do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then say, no, I don't want a refund. I didn't get my money. I'm like, wait, what?
Ooh.
This motherfucker had an OnlyFans account.
Oh. Was it a girl?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
No, I know, but still, like, I'm just saying, as like a person working in a bank, telling you what stuff, transaction you can see, you can already build that kind of profile of the person as well, so.
That's crazy.
Fucking crazy shit.
But yeah, if Australia does go fully digital, there will be obviously a number of these small sectors or the small groups of the general public that will be majorly affected.
Like what?
Small retailers.
That's true.
The problem with
fucking tax. I think people complain about the tax when they're paying for that shit. But they still do this thing where they surcharge you shit.
Yeah.
Or 5 cents, 4 cents surcharge or some shit. Well, I don't know. I don't know what is it now, but... To be fair, I still get...
Yeah, I would say small retailers, the elderly, those who are not, I would say, tech savvy.
Because out there, still, we're drawing $500
a
month thinking that'll be used, but it's fair.
Yeah. Also, charity workers. You know, in Sweden...
Charity workers?
Yeah.
I gotta start. There was a time I was chilling at like a shopping center after work. I'm just like, I'm done with work. I just want to chill, sit here, drink my coffee. Yeah. This lady comes up to me, shaking the fucking can. You wanna give some money? I'm like, I got no cash, bro. Please, oh. I'm so sorry. I thought she's gonna walk away.
Yeah.
She puts a can of coins down, grabs the phone, and it's a fucking FBOSS machine. I'm like, fuck!
Really?
You got me, bro.
Wait, that's a thing now?
That's a thing. This thing called like Square thing. A Square. I forgot what it's called.
Are you talking about a credit card reader?
Yeah, basically like an FBOSS machine.
Okay.
It's a portal FBOS machine. It gets connected to your front of your Bluetooth.
That's what the homeless people in Sweden have.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. And they're just like, yeah, I got you, bro. I'm like,
I got you, bro.
I can't say no to that. They called me a rap. I pulled on my
wall. They called me in 4K.
They called me in 4K, bro. So I'm like, fuck you. Stop it. Hey, go away.
Charity worker. Come
charity
on,
worker. Charity got worker. Me like that.
Charity worker.
Still there. But yeah, you're right. It's Sweden. Homeless people doing that now, right?
Yeah. Because of COVID, they had to really adjust. And I think this is good in terms of, because we're fighting a pandemic, of course. But then again, my data.
Your data.
My
data. Your data. You can't fight it now, bro. Yeah, someone out there already knows it.
Like, Jesus. Like, bro, Mark Zuckerberg?
You think just Mark Zuckerberg is the one reading shit? There's so much bastards out there. What's that?
There's a lot of...
Like, you know, websites and stuff. You know that pop-up menu? Oh, dude.
Those ads?
No, not just the ads. It's like, to experience the best out of this, we use cookies. Please accept.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
You know what cookies are, right?
Mm.
Yeah, they're pretty much like... They say it's temper data. It's basically data collected by your own browser.
Really?
So it just means... Yeah. And these... Data is collected by your own browser locally to your PC or laptop or phone. But with that as well, it is being used to give to the... Or feed it through to the website to make sure that... Like, they refer you or suggest you the best shit.
Yeah, no wonder. No wonder I get ads from YouTube and from Facebook, like, about shoes, about...
Yeah, that's how they collect it, man. It's not just cookies. There's so much more.
Yeah, I thought like people were listening to me through my phone or something. Like we had this group chat where we were suggesting gifts for Leo. Oh wait, no, it wasn't Leo. It was Ellie. For Ellie's birthday, and we wanted to buy her like a, I think it was tequila. It was like this specific tequila that we were suggesting to buy, and it was the same night where it was like suggested to me. This is definitely great for you on a night out. I'm like, how the fuck did you know that we were going to get the same thing? I was like, this shit is actually scary.
It's scary to the point where you can't fight it anymore. It's there.
Yeah.
Like,
fuck, man. It's just so unregulated. You want to know something funny, though?
What's that?
Every time, like every video I see of Mark Zuckerberg, it's like he's always in a courtroom.
Bro,
it's like he's going to court for breathing.
Everyone is giving Mark so much shit for collecting data, but the whole world wide web has collected us. They know us.
They probably know me more than my own family.
Yeah, bro.
As long as they don't collect my nudes, bro, I'm okay.
You never know, bro.
Hey, what? But hey, speaking of. Want to know something?
What's up, bro?
Google it. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen,
you
can catch us. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. Yeah,
damn, we're moving up in the world.
Right.
Apple. Let's go.
Spotify and iHeartRadio. I don't know what. Why? I don't know why.
Yeah, right, I mean, as a directory.
YouTube. As long as they pay us, then no, I'm kidding. it's gonna be costly, but we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Anyway. You can catch us every week on...
Every week?
Every week. Yeah, every week. That's what I said. You heard me.
Oh, yeah?
Every week.
We're going to pump this content for you guys.
Hopefully, you guys learned something from this episode, even though it was so much inconsistent bullshit. We'll catch you guys in the next one. Bye.
Bye.